This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the European Commission said Wednesday the European Union will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted and instead used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of Belarus's elections. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsiakhanouskaya says she wants European leaders to dismiss the results.
I call on you not to recognize these fraudulent elections. Mr. Lukashenko has lost all the legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world.
Authorities in Belarus have resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of the authoritarian president. The soldiers who toppled Mali's president went on national television Wednesday saying they took over the government to avoid further anarchy and insecurity. They are pledging to hold new elections within what they say is a reasonable time. The coup leaders call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita resigned and dissolved parliament Tuesday after the mutineers detained him at gunpoint, further rocking a country that is in the grips of a jihadist insurgency and plagued by civil unrest. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States strongly condemns the mutiny, calling on all political and military actors to work toward restoration of a constitutional government. From Washington, this is VOA News.